Today we're going to discuss a shita in the Rishonim about the definition of tsroros. It's an unfamiliar shita, but it pops up in Rashi and Rabbeinu Hananel, and Amir Tzashem will elaborate on it. Let's start with Daf Chof Beis Amud Aleph. The famous machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish about the nature of the chiyuv of esh, itmar. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, isho mishum chitzav. A person's esh, he's chayev because of his chitzav. It's considered his maisa. When the Torah is machayev someone for nizkei esh, it's because we view it as if he burned the object, he did the act of burning the damaged object. Reish Lakish amar isho mishum mamono. And Reish Lakish says, a person's esh is chayiv because it's his property. When the fire burns somebody else's property, it's not as if you burned the property, it's as if you're, Rashi says, like you're sure, like you're chayiv for what your property does also, so your esh is another type of your property for which you are responsible if it does damage. So the Gemara has a long shaklavataria in which it brings proofs one way or the other. So let's read one of the Gemara's rayas. The Gemara's first raya in favor of Rabbi Yochanan, who says, isho mishum chitzav. The Gemara quotes the preceding Mishnah. Tanan, the Mishnah says, Hakelev shenotal charora, if a dog takes a hot piece of pastry that's baking, v'holach legadish, and it goes to a pile of grain, ochal hacharora, it eats the charora, the hidlik hagadish, and it sets fire to the pile of grain, al hacharora mishalem nezek shalem, for the cookie that the dog took, the owner pays nezek shalem, va'al hagadish mishalem chatsi nezek, and for the a pile of grain that was subsequently burned, the owner of the dog has to pay chatsi nezek. So it's clear that the reason why the Baal HaKelev pays nezek sholem for the charora is because the dog did a maisa nezek of shame. It ate the charora in order to derive hana, nezek sholem. What we're going to analyze now is what is the nature of the payment of chatsi nezek for the Godish. Bishlama lamanda omar isho mishum chitzav. The Mishnah sits well with the opinion that says the isho mishum chitzav, it's considered the kocho, the maisa of the dog. Chitzav de kelavu, it's the kocho of the dog. And we know when an animal is mazik al yedei kocho, then you pay chatsi nezek of tsroros, so that accounts for the din of al hagodish mishalem chatsi nezek. Elo lamanda amar isho mishum mamono, but according to the manda amar who says your esh is your property and that's why you're chayiv, hai esh lav mamono debal kelavu. The esh here that burned the godish is not the property of the owner of the dog. It came from the charora. So how can we make the owner of the dog chayiv for this godish? It's a raya to Rabbi Yochanan against Reish Lakish. So Reish Lakish defends himself. Amar lach Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish will tell you, hacha v'mayaskinan, what's the situation with which we're dealing in the Mishnah? De adye aduye, where the dog tossed the charora, the hot charora, onto the godish. The al charora mishalem nezek sholem. For what the dog ate of the charora, he pays nezek sholem, yeshano lezeko, it's shame. The al makom gacheles mishalem chatsi nezek. On the spot where the gacheles hit the godish, for that particular spot, the Baal HaKelev pays chatsi nezek, because that is the direct action of his dog, Baal Godish Kula, but for the rest of the Godish that was burned by the spread of the fire, Potter. He's Potter, as we said, that the Eish is the Eish that spreads is not the Mammon of the Baal HaKelev. The Baal HaKelev can only be held responsible for what the Kelev does directly. For eating the Charora, obviously, that's Shein, Nezek Shalem, and for the spot where the Charora landed after the dog threw it, that you pay Chatzi Nezek. And let's look at Rashi's Hesper for why you pay Chatzi Nezek for that spot. Rashi says, Mishalem Chatzi Nezek, he pays Chatzi Nezek, the Tsroros Hain, because it's Tsroros, it's the Kocho of the dog. The dog threw the Charora onto that spot. The Hakelev Asan, and the Kelev did that damage, made the Tsroros Al Yedei Kocho, and he's Chayiv Chatzi Nezek Tsroros. That's one explanation in Rashi. Lishna Achrina, an alternative explanation, Demishunahu. When a dog throws a cookie, that's an abnormal act, and abnormal acts are considered Keren Tam, and for Keren Tam, you pay Chatzi Nezek. This Lishna Achrina is very difficult. As the Talmidei Rabbi Yisroel in the Shita Mekubetzes point out, Divrei Maskil Pirusha Kuntras, what did Rashi gain with this Lishna Achrina? We can't deny that the act of throwing the Charora at the Godish is Kocho. This is a case of Tsroros any way you look at it. Once it's Tsroros, we understand why you pay Chatzi Nezek for that spot before the fire spread. What does Mishunah accomplish at this point? It's already Chatzi Nezek without the Mishunah. The best you can say is perhaps with adding the Mishunah factor, we can answer the Shaila that Reb Ashi raised on Daf Yud Tes, Yesh Shinui Litzroros or Ein Shinui Litzroros. Do you pay a quarter Nezek when Tsroros is Mishunah, or do you pay half Nezek? And we're trying to be poshet that Abaya and saying even though it's Mishunah, it's only Chatzi Nezek, but that has no business in the Sugya. It's just an unnecessary complication to say it's Mishunah. What did Rashi gain with this at all? This is a kasha that the Rishonim ask on Rashi. Okay, so to answer this problem, let's take a look at a Rashi on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. The sugya there asks, Yesh ha'adol litzroros o ein, boy Rova. Rova asked a shayla, Yesh ha'adol litzroros o ein ha'adol litzroros. Is there such a thing as becoming a muad after doing tsroros three times, just as Keren Tam becomes muad? Or is Tsroros permanently Chatzi Nezek, never becomes Muad, Chatzi Nezek first time, tenth time, no difference? So let's look at one of the Gemara's rayas there. Toshma, Behema Shehitila Galolim Le'isa. If a Behema was Matil Galolim into some dough, Rav Yehuda Omer Mishalem Nezek Sholem. Rav Yehuda says, you pay Nezek Sholem. Rav Elazar Amar Chatzi Nezek. And Rav Elazar says, you only pay half. My love, isn't it true? Kegon de'avad telosa zimne. That this machlokes is speaking in a situation where the behema had done this three times. Ubahak miflagi. And this is the issue about which they argue. Mar Savar Yesha Ado. Rabbi Yehuda holds that after the third time, even though undeniably Hatolas Gelolim is only Kocho, nevertheless, after the third time you pay Nezek Sholem because there is Hadoa for Tsroros. Umar Savar Ein Hada'a. And Rabbi Elozer holds that since it's Kocho, it's even after the third time, it pays Nezek Sholem because Sroros never becomes Muad. So this Shaila of Rava is Lechora Amachlokis Tanoim. So the Gemara says, "Lo, no, you can't bring a raya to Rava's Shaila. Bechad Zimna, we're talking about the first time. It's not relevant to Hadoa case at all. The Machlokis isn't the first time. Ubeplugta de Sumchos v'Rabbanon Kemiflegi. And Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elozer are arguing in the Machlokis Sumchos and the Rabbanon. Sumchus holds there's no halacha l'moshe mitzinai of tsroros. A behema that's mazik al yedei kocho is identical to a behema that's mazik al yedei gufo. So the first time he's mazik al yedei kocho by hatolos kololim, he pays nezek sholem. And Rabbi Elozer holds like this, the Rabbanon, who say that there is a halacha l'moshe mitzinai of tsroros, and therefore the behema pays only chatzi nezek, but it's not relevant to Rava's shaila about hadoh. Then the Gemara asks a question. V'homishunahu, isn't this an abnormal case, a case of abnormal behavior on the part of the animal? So why should Rabbi Yehuda, even if he holds like Sunchas, but why should he hold that you pay nezek sholem? Forget about Sroros, it's Keren Tam. Because of the Mitzshuna, you should pay Chatzi Nezek. So the Gemara answers, D'dochik lei alma. It's talking about a case where the animal was in a very narrow place, where it didn't have room to move. So it wasn't abnormal to be Matil Gololim on the Isa in this situation, because the circumstances were such that it couldn't relieve itself any other way. Now let's look at the Rashi on this piece. V'ha Mishunahu, the Gemara asks, how can Rabbi Yehuda say that, even if he holds like Sumchus, how can you say you pay Nezek Sholem? This is Mishunah. De'ein darko lahatil gololim le'isa. It's not the normal behavior of an animal to be matil gololim into dough. The tolda de Karen, and this is a tolda of Karen, it's Karen Tom the first time. The Gemara's answer is, D'dochik lei alma. It was in a situation where it was under pressure, physical pressure. The Gemara, Rashi explains, She'omedes b'makom tsar. The animal is standing in a narrow place, ve'ein la makom lezuz misham, and it has no place, no space to move away from there. U'b'shalo lahana'asa askinan. And we're talking where the animal is relieving itself not for its own pleasure. Kagon b'mishal shelis, for instance, where the animal is mishal shelis. De'i lahana asa, because were it relieving itself for its pleasure, tolda de shein hi, then it would be a tolda of shame. That's the first lashon in Rashi. Then Rashi takes issue with this. V'nir b'einai, and it seems to me, D'chol gololim lahana asahu, that whenever an animal is matil gololim, it's having pleasure. V'afilu hachi lav tolda de shein ninhu, and nevertheless, it isn't a tolda of shein. De shein hezeka de gufahu, v'hani tsuroros ninhu, because shein is only when the animal damages directly with its body, and hatolos gololim is always tsroros, it's always al yedei kocho. So even if the animal is having hana, nevertheless, the halacha l'moshe mitzinai of tsroros applies. That's Rashi's personal shita, that any damage al yedei kocho, whether the animal is getting hana or not, is a tolda of regel, all tsroros, all nezek al yedei kocho, according to Rashi, is a tolda of regel. But this first lashon, with which Rashi takes issue, doesn't hold that way. This first lashon is saying the only time hatolas gololim is considered tsroros is if the animal is not doing it for hana'a. For instance, if it's mishalshelis. But if it's doing it for hana'a, then it's a tolda of shein, it's not tsaroros. This shita here, this lashon in the Rashi in Daf Yud Ches, is a unique shita in tsaroros. Back on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, Rav Papa called tsaroros a tolda of regel. Rashi takes that at face value. Rashi says that any nezek al yedei kocho that a behema does, no matter what the motivation, is a tolda of regel. Even lahana asa, it's a tolda de regel. Now we see Tosvos disagrees with Rashi. On Daf Yud Zayin on Beis, where you have the case of Chazir Hanover Ba'ashpa, and a pig that's poking around in an ashpa, and it's slobbering and it spits on something, and it causes nezek through kocho that way, Tosfos calls that tsroros of shame. So Tosfos agrees with Rashi that any nezek al yedei kocho is tsroros, but he disagrees with Rashi in saying that all tsroros are told of regel. There can be tsroros that are told of regel, and there can be tsroros that are told of shein, and presumably there can be tsroros that are told of karen as well. That's not that simple. But then you have the question, if there can be tsroros of shein, why did Rav Papa on Daf Gimel call tsroros told of regel? So the Shita Mikubetzes raises that question back on Daf Gimel in the name of the Tosfos HaRosh, and the Tosfos HaRosh says calling it tsroros of regel is lav davka. It's just that most cases of tsroros are tolda of regel, but ein afinami, there are also tsroros that are tolda of shein. Now, after we see this shita of Rashi on Daf Yud Ches, this lushan that Rashi takes issue with, we see that there's a new way of understanding why the Gemara calls tsroros tolda of regel. It's possibly the simplest way of understanding it. This lushan of Rashi, which Rashi personally disagrees with, but this lushan of Rashi that says when the animal is mishalshelis, when the animal is matal galolim for hanah, then it's not tsroros because it is a tolda of shame. This shita holds that kocho is only tsroros where otherwise it would be regel. But if the animal is mazik al yedei kocho in order to get hana, that's not tsroros. Not all kochos are tsroros. Rashi and Tosfos both hold all kochos of an animal are tsroros. It's just, are they all regel? That's what they're arguing about. Rashi says that all kochos are tsroros and all kochos are regel. Tosfos says, yes, all kochos are tsroros, but there's tsroros of regel and tsroros of shame. This shita holds not all hezek al yedei kocho of a behema is tsroros. Only when the Maisa Nezek otherwise would be characterized as regel al yedei kocho is tsroros. Shein al yedei kocho remains regular shein. Im kein, we have identified the Lishna Achrina on Daf Chof Beis that Rashi brought down. The Mishnah says that when the behema brings the kelev brings the harora to the godish and sets fire to the godish, it pays chatzi nezek. Rabbi Yochanan says, according to me, that's fine. It's kocho of the animal, tsroros. Rish Lakish, according to you, why is it chatzi nezek? It's not the mamon of the bal hakelev. Rish Lakish answers, B'da'adye aduye, and you're only chayiv for the makom gacheles. The direct koho spot you're chayiv for, the spread of the fire, einachinami, that you're potter for. Awesome. Now, why, according to Rish Lakish, are you chayiv for the direct spot that the gachel, that the harora hit? For that, Rashi brings down two lashonos. One lashon is, it's tsroros. This isn't the spread of the fire. This is the direct kocho of the dog. Rish Lakish says, that's tsroros. The direct kocho of the dog is tsroros. The spot that the harora hit is not the spread of the fire. It's the koach of the animal. Tsroros. But there's another way to look at it. Let's say this is Mishuna. Once it's Mishuna, it's not a tolda of regel. It's not a tolda of regel anymore, according to this Lushan and Rashi. It's a Karen type of action. That's a different reason why it should be Chatzi Nezek. The Kocho element is irrelevant in Mishuna. Why is it Chatzi Nezek in Mishuna? It's not a combination of Tsroros plus Mishuna. It's either or, according to this Lushan. Once it's Mishuna, it's no longer Tsroros, yet it is still Chayiv Chatzi Nezek. Okay, so far so good, but it's still not so simple. According to this Lushan that pops up in Rashi, how do we understand the Gemara on Daf Yudtes when Rav Ashi asks quite clearly and directly, Yesh Shinui Litzroros, O Ein Shinui Litzroros? According to this Lushan, there should be no room for such a question. According to this Lushan, once it's Shinui, it's out of the realm of Regel, and Tsroros is inapplicable. Okay, so to give a possible answer to that, let's look at the Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, where Rav Papa labeled Tsroros as a tolda of regel. Okay, let me just read the Gemara quickly. Ela tolda de esh ka'esh. V'chi ka'amar Rav Papa, when did Rav Papa say that toldoseyam lav kiyotse bahen? A tolda de regel. So the Gemara asks, regel hu kimna tolda de regel karegel, but didn't we establish that the toldos of regel are like regel, they have the dinim of regel? So we say, no, there's an exception. B'chatzi nezek tsroros tehilchasa gemirila. We're talking, when is it lav kiyotze behen? By chatzi nezek tsroros, which is a halacha l'moshe misinai, that you only pay chatzi nezek. V'amai kori la tolda de regel. And why do we label it a tolda de regel if the halachas are different? L'shale min ha'aliyah, because it's like regel in that it pays min ha'aliyah and not migufo. So the Gemara says that's not necessarily a good reason to call it tolda de regel. V'hami boy boy Rava, but didn't Rava ask a shaila? Deboi Rava chatzi nezek tsroros migufo mishalemo min ha'aliyah. Does chatzi nezek tsroros pay migufo, or does it pay min ha'aliyah? So possibly chatzi nezek tsroros pays migufo. So if it pays migufo, why are you labeling it a tolda of regel when regel is min ha'aliyah? So the Gemara's answer is l'Rava miboyle. Rava is not sure about the din of tsroros. L'Rav Papa pshitale, but to Rav Papa, it's clear that tsroros pays min ha'aliyah, and that's why Rav Papa labels it a tolda of regel. And then the Gemara asks l'Rava miboyle, am I kori la tolda of regel? Okay, but Rava, who isn't certain that tsroros pays min ha'aliyah, why, according to him, do we call it a tolda of regel? And he answers, lepotra b'rishus harabim, to make it potter in rishus harabim. Tsroros is like regel in so far as being potter b'rishus harabim, and that's sufficient justification to call it tolda deregel. So now the Rishonim here asks a question. The Gemara's last question was, according to Rava, why do we call Tzroros a tolda of regel? So the Rishonim asks, who said Rava ever called it a tolda of regel? We only know Rav Papa said that there's one of the avos which is tolda seim lav kiyotz behen, and he concludes the only possible one is regel, because Tzroros is a tolda of regel and it's lav kiyotz behen. Rava never said anything about lav kiyotz behen. Rava never said that Tzroros is a tolda of regel. So why is the Gemara asking, oh, according to Rava, why do we call it tolda of regel? Maybe we don't. So the Tosfos Talmud Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbi Eliezer, gives different answers in the Rishonim. But the answer given by the Tosfos Talmud Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbi Eliezer is that Ein Chinami, Rava doesn't hold that Tzroros is a tolda of regel. But he's saying, the Gemara is just saying, even if you want to say that Tzroros doesn't pay min aliyah, there's another way of calling it a tolda of regel. But Rava personally doesn't hold that it's a tolda of regel. What do we see from this Tosfos? We see that whether Tzroros is a tolda of regel or not can be a machlokes. So I'll maintain that according to this lashon that pops up in Rashi twice already, that says that Tzroros only applies to Maasei Nezek that otherwise would be Regel, but it doesn't apply to Shane, that's Shitas Rav Papa. Not every sugya has to follow Rav Papa. Rav Ashi, who asks, Yesh Shinui L'Tzroros or Ein Shinui L'Tzroros, and seems to take for granted that there is Tzroros for Shane, it's only in the Shinui case he has a suffix, he doesn't hold like Rav Papa. Just as this Baal Tosfos can say that Rava doesn't have to hold that Tzroros is told of the Regel, this Shitas, this Lashon and Rashi, can say that other Amoroyim don't have to hold like Rav Papa, who says that Tzroros is told of Regel. Now, the Machze Avraham on Daf Yud Ches, in his discussion of the Rashi there, also points out, he says quite explicitly, that according to this first Lashon that Rashi disagrees with, Tzroros only applies in situations that otherwise would be regel. Right? So he asks Akasha from a Meforish Gemara on Daf Mem Dalid, that says that if an animal is mischachech bekosel lahana oso, it rubs against a wall for its hana to scratch an itch, and it knocks bricks or stones out of the wall, and the stones hit somebody, the Gemara says that is tzroros. Well, the Gemara said explicitly there that it's lahana oso, it's shame, right? How can, according to this Manda Omar then in Rashi, how can a case of Shane be a case of Tzroros? Tzroros only applies in cases of Regel. Same answer. That's certain sugyas, according to this Lashon, follow Rav Papa, who hold Tzroros told of the Regel. But that's not L'Kuli Alma. It's not like Rav Ashi, for example. So it's not fair if other sugyas also hold that Tzroros apply to all the avos of shor across the board, not only to tolda of regel. Now, there's dafka one Gemara that works out very nicely according to this lashon of Rashi, and that's a Gemara on daf yud ches. It's the sugya in which Rava asked his shaila. Boy, Rava asks, Chatsi nezek tzroros, migufo mishalem, o me'aliyah mishalem. does the Chatzi Nezek include the din of Megufo, or does it pay Me'aliyah despite the fact that it's only Chatzi Nezek? So let's look at one of the rayas that the Gemara brings. Toshima, HaKelev Shenotel Charora, the same Mishnah we quoted before, the Kelev that took this this hot cookie, V'holach L'godish, and it went to the pile of grain, V'ochal HaCharora V'hidlikes HaGodish, and it ate the Charora and set fire to the Godish, Al HaCharora Mishalem Nezek Sholem, it pays Nezek Sholem for the Charora Midin Shein, Baal HaGodish Mishalem Chatzi Nezek, but for the Godish, the Baal HaKelev pays Chatzi Nezek. My time, what's the reason you pay Chatzi Nezek there? Lav Masham Mishum Dehavi Lahut Tsroros. Isn't it because it's Tsroros? V'taniyalo, and there's a brisa that comments on this Mishnah, Mishalem Chatzi Nezek Migufo. You pay that Chatzi Nezek Migufo, so it seems to be an explicit proof to one of the sides of Rava's question. It seems to state clearly that Chatzi Nezek Tsroros is Migufo, not Meha Aliyah. So the Gemara knocks down that Raya. V'tizbra, is that a logical conclusion? L'Rabbi Elazar, Nezek Sholem Migufe Mi Ashkechon? Is there such a thing as Nezek Sholem Migufo? Now, Rabbi Elazar there in some brisa holds that in the Kelev Shenotel Charora case, you pay Nezek Sholem. Can he hold Nezek Sholem Migufo? How did he get this Migufo? Ela Kegon Deshani Baha Begacheles. But you must say that this brisa is talking about a case where the dog did some kind of shinui to the gacheles. He took it with its mouth and put it down on the godish. V'Rabbi Elazar savar lo k'Rabbi Tarfon, and Rabbi Elazar holds like Rabbi Tarfon, de'omar mishuna keren b'chatzar hanizik nezek sholem mishalem. And Rabbi Elazar holds like Rabbi Tarfon, who says that Karen Tam Mishuna in Chotzer HaNizik pays Nezek Sholem. The Gemara wants to say that this brisa of Kelev Shenotel Charora is not relevant to Rava's Shaila about Tsroros paying Migufo O Min Ha'aliyah, because we have the Shita of Rabbi Elazar, who says that in that case, you pay Nezek Sholei Migufo. How can we have such a shita of paying Nezek Sholei Migufo? So the Gemara explains it's because Rabbi Elazar holds like Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon holds that Keren Tam in Rishus HaNizek pays Nezek Sholem, but that Keren Tam is Migufo. So this case then isn't a case of Tsroros, it's a case of Keren Tam. However, Rashi points out it's not that simple, because the Metzius of the case is that the fire spread. So it's, you can't deny it's the kocho of the animal. So Rashi says you have to say that that according to this sugya, Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanon hold like Sumchus, who say that there's no halacha l'moshe Sinai of Tsroros. Kocho is the equivalent of Gufo, and this is a simple case of Keren Mishuna, which according to Rabbi Tarfon pays Nezek Sholem Migufo and Rishus HaNizek. And the Tsroros issue is factored out by saying that the Tanoim hold like Sumchus. Okay. Then the Gemara says, Velohi. You don't necessarily have to say that in order to avoid bringing a riot to Rava, there's a different way. We don't have to back Rabbi Elazar into Rabbi Tarfon's corner. There's a different way to avoid bringing a raya for Rava and saying that Sroros pays Chatzi Nezek Migufo. My Taima Mukmasula Kirby Tarfon, what was it that forced you to say that Rabbi Elazar held like Rabbi Tarfon? Mishum Nezek Sholem. That's the only way you're going to get a Nezek Sholem in this case. No, you can say it wasn't Mishuna. Rabbi Elazar Savar Kasumchus. It was a normal case, and Rabbi Elazar holds like Sumchus, the Amar Tsroros Nezek Sholem Mishalem, who says Tsroros pays Nezek Sholem. So where did the Megufo come from? The Savar Lakrab Yehuda, the Amar Tsad Tamos Bim Koma Omedes. And he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that within the Nezek Sholem of a Muad, there is a Chatzi Nezek Migufo. So here too, within the Nezek Sholem of Tsroros, according to Sumchus, there is a Chatzi Nezek Migufo, even without coming on to Mishuna. So you don't have to come on to Mishuna. And the Gemara asks Kashas on that. Okay. There's something difficult about this Perush in the Gemara. Because according to Rashi, even the first way we were looking at Rabbi Elazar's Shita, when we were being maimed Rabbi Elazar within the Shita of Rabbi Tarfon, Rashi added, we had to say that the Tanoim here held like Sumchus in order to factor out the Chatzi Nezek, right? So why is it that in the first way of looking at Rabbi Elazar, the Gemara didn't come out and say that Rabbi Elazar held like Sumchus, when in fact he did, according to Rashi. Whereas in the Velohi, the second way of looking at Rabbi Elazar, the Gemara comes out and say Rabbi Elazar holds like Sumchus. Doesn't that make it sound that the first way he didn't hold like Sumchus? So Rashi has to live with that. Okay? But according to this Shita, according to the first Lashon in Rabbi Elazar Taka didn't hold like Sumchus. If it's a case of Mishuna, it's not a case of Tsroros. So in order to factor out the Chatzi Nezek element, we don't have to come on to Sumchus. It's only when we want to get rid of the Deshani Babi Gacheles that we have to come on to Sumchus to account for Rabbi Elazar's Nezek Sholem. And accordingly, we can view this Gemara as, according to this Lashon and Rashi, that says that according to Rav Papa, Tsroros only applies in regel cases. That's the Shakla Vataria here through the rest of the sugya. Rava asks a shaila. Does Tsroros pay Chatzi Nezek or not? Excuse me. Does Tsroros pay Chatzi Nezek Migufo or Meha Aliyah? And we have a brisa that seems to say that it pays Migufo. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a raya. Because that brisa can be talking about a Shinui case where Tsroros doesn't apply. But that forces you to take Rav Papa's Shita that Tsroros only applies to Regel. There are other Amoroyim who can't take that option. They say Tsroros applies to all the Avos. Rav Ashi, the Gemara and Daf Mem Dalet, they both say that Tsroros applies by all the Avos, not just to Regel. So according to them, must we conclude like Rava that Tsroros pays Migufo? So they say no, even according to us, there's a way of avoiding that raya by being maimed Rav Papa, Rav Elazar, according to Sumchus, and you'll see the whole shakla v'taya of the Gemara, according to this Lashon and Rashi, can be viewed as the machlokas Rav Papa, who says Tsroros is only by Regel, versus the other Amoroyim who say Tsroros can apply to the other Avos as well. Okay. Now, it's possible we can get some more mileage out of this shita. There's a difficult Rabbeinu Hananel on Daf Chof Hei. Let me read to you the Mishnah that starts on Daf Chof Dalid and extends to Daf Chof Hei. It's this shita of Rabbi Tarfon that we just mentioned, who says that Keren Tam in Rishus HaNizik pays Nezik Sholem. So this Mishnah deals with the source of his shita. I'll read the entire Mishnah quickly. Shor HaMazik Rishus HaNizik, Ketzad. What's the example of Shor HaMazik in Rishus HaNizik? Nogach, Nogach, Noshach, Robots, Boat, Rishus HaRabim. If an animal did any of these Maisei Keren in Rishus HaRabim, Meshaleim Chatzi Nezik. Pays Chatzi Nezik, the simple din of Keren Tam. Rishus HaNizik, if he did these same acts of Keren Tam in Rishus HaNizik, Rabbi Tarfon Omer Nezik Sholeim. Even Keren Tam, according to Rabbi Tarfon, pays Nezik Sholeim in Rishus HaNizik. The Chachamim Omrim Chatzi Nezik. And they say, no, Keren Tam, no matter where, it pays Chatzi Nezik. Amar Lahem Rabbi Tarfon. So Rabbi Tarfon said, I've got a Kal V'chomer that supports me. Uma b'makom shehekel al hashen v'al haregel b'rishus harabim shu poter. Now, if in a situation where shein and regel are kal in rishus harabim, where shein and regel are completely poter, hichmir aleihen b'rishus hanizik l'shalei nezik sholeim, the Torah's machmir on them to pay nezik sholeim in rishus hanizak. Makom shehichmir ala keren b'rishus harabim l'shachalim chatzi nezik, where the Torah is more machmir on keren than shein v'regel, to make it pay chatzi nezik in rishus harabim. Eino din shenachmir ala b'rishus hanizik l'shalim nezik sholim. Isn't it a kal v'chomer that in rishus hanizik we should push it up to nezik sholim? If Potter gets pushed up to Nezik Sholeim, Chatzi Nezik certainly should get pushed up to Nezik Sholeim. Amr lo, the Chum said, no, Dayo leva min adin lios kenidon. The result of Kal V'chomer can be no stronger than the sources that you're basing the Kal V'chomer on. Ma b'rishus harabim Chatzi Nezik, just as Keren Tam is Chatzi Nezik in Rishus Harabim, af b'rishus hanezik, Hanizak Chatzi Nezik. So Torah Rishus Hanizak Dayo prevents you from making that Kal V'chomer. So Rabbi Tarfon says, no, I'll adjust the Kal V'chomer. Amar Lohem Af Ani Lo Adun Keren Mikeren. Okay, I'm not going to learn Keren Tam of Rishus Hanizak from Keren Tam of Rishus Harabim. Ani Adun Keren Me Regel. I'll take Keren from Regel and avoid your problem. As follows. Uma b'makom shehekel al hashein v'al haregel b'rishus harabim hichmir b'keren. Now, if a place where the Torah was makel on rishus shein and regel, i.e. rishus harabim, where shein and regel are potter, the Torah in that place is machmir on keren to make it pay chatzi nezek. Makom shehichmir al hashein v'al haregel b'rishus hanizik. Rishus hanizik, which is stronger, where you're machmir on shein and regel, ein odin shenachmir b'keren, shouldn't rishus harabim have the same chumra effect on keren? And they said, no, it's true, you've pushed the chatzi nezik of keren a step back from your conclusion, but nevertheless, amru lo, dayo levo min adin lios kenidon, the result of a Kal V'chomer can only be as chomor as the givens. Ma b'rishus harabim chatzi nezik, just as Keren Tam is chatzi nezik in rishus harabim, and that is one of the factors in your Kal V'chomer. Af b'rishus hanizik chatzi nezik. That's Rashi's pshat in the Mishnah. Rabbeinu Hananiel here brings a perush of the Gaonim, which is not just difficult, it seems incomprehensible. We'll read it inside. It's on Daf Chof Hei Amud Aleph, a little bit beneath the halfway point in the Rabbeinu Hananel. Rabbeinu Hananel reads as follows. V'ra'inu l'rabosenu ha-ga'onim peirush kach. we've seen the Gaonim explain Rabbi Tarfon's second Kal Vachomer as follows. Uma horegel shehikalo birshus harabim. Now, if regel, which is relatively kal in rishus harabim, v'she'eina chayeves nezek sholem, it doesn't pay nezek sholem in rishus harabim, chayeves birshus harabim chatzi nezek tsroros, nevertheless, in rishus harabim, it pays chatzi nezek tsroros, u'dekavaso hakeren birshus harabim nezek sholem. And in a parallel case, Karen in Rishus HaRabim pays Nezek Sholein. Umameila Lameidin Karen V'Karen. And thus we're not learning Karen from... And thus we're learning Karen from Karen. We're learning from Karen Kel Mameila indirectly. It's not directly like in our first Kal Vachomer. It's a Mameila. It's indirectly Limud. V'amrulo... They told him, the Chacham said to him, Dayo lekeren b'shus hanizak, liyoso kekeren b'shus harabim v'chatzi nezek, tsroros. They said, it's enough for keren and b'shus hanizak to be like keren and b'shus harabim chatzi nezek, tsroros. Kishem shakeren b'shus harabim chatzi nezek, just as keren and b'shus harabim is chatzi nezek, Kach b'rishus hanizik, chatzi nezek, we don't make your Kal Vachomer, Rabbi Tarfon. The Iko al hai perusha pircha. Now you can ask Akasha on this perush. That's the quotation from the Rabbeinu Chananel, a perush of the Gaonim in the second Kal Vachomer of Rabbi Tarfon. Now if you look in the notes of the Rav HaMagia in Shas Vilna, he says something must have been lost in transmission, because this, it's not just he says something that you have to think about, he says something incomprehensible. Let's analyze point by point what is incomprehensible about this Shitas HaGaonim. So let's start to take it again from the top. Uma haregel shehikalo birshus harabim. Now, if regel, which is kal in rishus harabim, v'sha'enu chayeves nezek sholem, it's not chayev nezek sholem in rishus harabim, chayeves birshus harabim chatzi nezek tsroros, it's chayev chatzi nezek tsroros in rishus harabim. One second, didn't we see the Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud Beis that said b'feirush that according to Rava, tsroros is told of the regel to be potter in rishus harabim? And here, Rabbeinu Chananel and the Gaonim are saying, Beferish, not like that. Problem one. He goes on, Udekavaso hakeren birshus harabim nezek sholem. And comparably, keren in rishus harabim is nezek sholem. What does that mean? Keren in rishus harabim, keren tam anyhow, is chatzi nezek. Umameila lemeiden keren mikeren, and indirectly we're learning keren from keren. That's Rabbi Tarfon. V'amru lo, so the Chacham said back to him, Dayo lekeren birshus hanizik lihiyoso kekeren birshus harabim v'chatzi nezik. It's enough for keren birshus hanizik to be like keren birshus harabim v'chatzi nezik. And then you have this word tsroros. What's this word tsroros doing there? The Chachamim are saying keren tam in rishus hanizik should be like keren tam in rishus harabim chatzi nezek. But here, like, this word just sticks out. Tsroros doesn't go. Okay, so I'm not going to say that I have the final word here in this pshat of the Gaonim, but I think Bezer Hashem will be able to take it from the realm of the unintelligible to the realm of the merely shver. We just have to say that the Gaonim make two unconventional assumptions that we have already said do exist in the Rishonim. First of all, we have to say that the Gaonim hold like this Lishna Achrina that keeps popping up in Rashi, that says that Sroros only applies to cases that would otherwise be regel. Secondly, we have to say that this Lishna Achrina holds, like we saw in the Tosfos Talmud Rabbeinu Tam Rabbeinu Elazar, that not everybody holds, well, they said not everybody holds that Sroros is Meshalem Min Ha'aliyah. We can just as easily say, not everybody holds that Sroros is Potter Bishus Arabim. That's something Rova came onto because he didn't have the luxury of saying Sroros is told to the Regel because it's Meshalem Min Ha'aliyah. But that can be Rova's Shita, not Likuli Alma. If we combine these two things, we can begin to make sense out of the Gaonim. And by the way, I want to point out that there's a Lashon of Rabbeinu Hananel on Daf Yud Tes that sounds as if he's saying that the Petur of Shane of Sroros in Rishus Harabim is Shitas Rova. I will quote you. Second to the last line of Rabbeinu Hananel on Daf Yud Tes, if you want to look it up. I'll start from the third to the last line. It's Tom. The Rabbeinu Hananel on Daf Yud Tes is Shvir for different reasons, but let me just, without getting into any of those issues, let me just read from the third line from the bottom in Rabbeinu Hananel. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah mir Gezeira, Haysam Alechas Rishus Harabim Vehitiza. If an animal is Matis Tzroros in Rishus Harabim, Mahu, what's the din? La Karen Medaminan Lo Vachayev L'Shalem, do we compare it to Karen, and you have to pay in Rishus Harabim? O Dilma Tolda the Regel Hu Varegel Rishus Harabim Patura. Or maybe it's a Tolda the Regel, and Regel is Potter in Rishus Harabim. Amar Le, so Rabbi Zeira answered, Tolda the Regel Hu. Okay. Good enough, that answers the question. But look at what Rabbeinu Hananel adds. Poshet le karova. He is poshet like rova. De ama bereish pirkin kama. Tzroros told the regalhein uptura bishus arabim. He makes it sound that this is eshitas rova. That's what, I mean, I'm not saying it's muchrach, but that's the pashta de lishna of the Rabbeinu Hananel. That this is that whether Tzroros is Potter in Rishus Araba or not is not Likuli Alma. It's Shitas Rova, it's Shitas Zera, but there's room to say otherwise. Okay, now let's get back to the Gaonim. And let's read the Gaonim again inside. Uma Regel, Shehikala Birshus Harabim. Now, if Regel, which is Kal in Rishus Harabim, and doesn't pay Nezek Sholem, Chayeves Rishus Harabim Chatzi Nezek Tzroros, it does pay Chatzi Nezek in Rishus Harabim, not like Rova, like Rav Papa, let's say, who there's room to say there are Shitos Amoroyim that do hold that Chatzi Nezek Tzroros is Chayev in Rishus Harabim. Udekavaso HaKeren Rishus Harabim Nezek Sholem. In the parallel case of Keren in Rishus Harabim, you pay Nezek Sholem. You know what that case is according to this Gaon? When Keren Muad damages through Tzroros in Rishus Harabim, well, Regel, which is always a Muad, Tzroros knocks it down to Chatzi Nezek. Keren Muad, Tzroros doesn't knock it down to anything. So, the Kal V'Chomer is that where Regel pays Chatzi Nezek, Keren pays Nezek Sholem. Kal V'Chomer that where Nezek pays Nezek Sholem, Keren Tam ought in Rishus HaNizek, Keren Tam ought to also pay Nezek Sholem. That is the Gaonim's version of Rabbi Tarfon's Chal V'Chomer. Right? They hold that Keren Al Yedei Tzroros in Rishus HaRabim is Nezek Sholem. So, kal v'chomer, that wherever regel pays a nezek shalem, the first time in Rishus HaNizik, Karen also, the first time in Rishus HaNizik, should pay a nezek shalem, because Karen is more chamur than regel. And then, the chachomim say, we don't accept that. Why not? V'amru lo, and then the Chachamim said, Dayo lekeren b'shus hanizik liyoska keren b'shus harabim. Keren and b'shus hanizik should be like keren and b'shus harabim. V'chatzi nezik tzeroros. If you're going to make a limud to keren tam in b'shus hanizik, you can't start with a Karen Muad in Rishus HaRabim, which pays Nezek Sholem versus the Regel. You have to start with the Tzroros of a Karen Tam in Rishus HaRabim, which pays Chatzi Nezek, not by virtue of the Tzroros, by virtue of its Karen Tamness, but the he says you're building a Kal V'chomer from two cases that are too remote from each other. You have to start by a comparison of Karen Tam Tzroros to Regel Tzroros, not Karen Muad Tzroros to Regel Tzroros. And I want to point out there's a very nice diuk for this pshat that won't work out according to Rashi. Because compare the Lashonos of the two Kal V'chomers of Rav Papa. Rav Tarfon, excuse me. Amar Lahem Rabbi Tarfon. This is the first Kal V'chomer. Uma b'makom shehekel al hashen v'al haregel b'shus harabim shu poter. In his first Kal V'chomer, Rabbi Tarfon is not working with Eitz Tzroros case. He's working with straight Shein and Regel. And he says that the kula of Shein and Regel, he comes out explicitly and says, shehu poter! Look at the Lashon in the second Kal V'chomer. Uma b'makom shehekel al hashen v'al haregel b'shus harabim. He doesn't say shehu poter, because according to the Gaonim, he's not poter. The kula is that you pay chatzi nezek versus the nezek sholem of muad. So now, as I said, I think the shitas of Gaonim already, it makes some sense, but we're not out of the woods yet, because Rabbi Tarfon's Kal V'chomer only works out if you say that the Gaonim are holding, like Shitas Rav Papa, that Tzroros is only a din in Regel. And if this is a Machlokas Amoroyim, which it appears to be, we should have seen the Gemara say, what are Rava and Ravashi, or whoever it is who argues on Rav Papa, what are they going to do with Rabbi Tarfon? But that's Akasha. That's not unintelligible. So we leave that at Tzorachim.